when we go cat fishing, usually we use liver, mm-hmm. either chicken liver or beef liver.
Yeah.
Sometimes we'll use mullet.
Yeah. Have you ever heard of this stuff called catfish trawling?
No.
Oh, it is rank. It's found these little cups, you know, like from yogurt comes in.
Mm-hmm.
It's all kind of corruption in it, blood, and tripe, and all. It really stinks. But, you know, catfish are bad.
Catfish love things like that.
It's just having what you said. Have you ever heard any particular names for different types of worms you might use when you're fishing?
Yeah, usually if you buy worms, you go out and buy Louisiana pinks. They're real long pink worms. And what a lot of people have are worm beds at their house. I say a lot of people, not too many anymore. We used to have one at my grandmother's, at my maternal grandmother's, because her husband, my grandfather, had one, and when he died, we just kept it going. And the tree that it was around, the roots just finally got so big, and there were so many in there that the worms just left.
What about wigglers? You ever heard that used?
Yeah, and they're night crawlers too, and. Night crawlers, you have to go out into the woods and get them. Not really into the woods, but what you do, you go and find out. You go and find where they are, and you can always tell because where the hole is, there's a little mound of dirt on top, little pellet-shaped dirt. And there's some way, if you take a stick and drive it into the ground and beat on the stick, I think that's supposed to drive them out, but I'm not sure. I'm not sure if that's the method. But there is some way that you can get them out.
Or maybe have a stake, like I said, driven in the ground and rub the board across the top.
Probably that too.
I think I've heard people call that fiddling for worms. Fiddle. What about this animal that has the hard shell, you know, and it can go on its head for protection?
A turtle.
Yeah. Is there different kinds that you...
Yeah, there's two types that live in water. One's a soft shell turtle because it has a soft shell, and another one's a loggerhead, and he's got a real big thick neck, and he's got real powerful mouth, and you have to be real careful because if he bites you, he'll probably like wind up taking a finger off. There's also a type of turtle, I guess it's maybe a box turtle, that is also in water. And we always call it a streakety head turtle because his head is green with yellow stripes. Then there's several types of land turtles. The one that I'm most familiar with is a big land turtle that we call a gopher. And I think he probably gets maybe about 2.5 feet across is about the largest one that I've seen.
That's it. Anything besides gopher for a land turtle that you know of?
They may be a tortoise, I don't know, but they're always referred to at home as a gopher.
Ever heard anybody call one a cooter?
Yeah, but I'm not sure if that was referred to as that or just as turtles in general.
Any particular terms for one in the ocean, the sea, call that?
That's an ocean turtle or sea turtle.